Here you go. The No Sweat News Quiz on Friday for the bandana, the lottery tickets, and Metallica's S&M 2 on vinyl.
Nice.
Dateline Nevada for story number one. Area 51.
Area 51. My favorite.
Someone claiming to be Scott of UFO Sightings Daily.
Oh, Scott. He sounds very reputable, by the way.
Yes.
I know I'm jumping to conclusion, but I tend to be a believer.
Scott of UFO Sightings Daily has noticed a giant robot being built at Area 51.
Oh, my God. This is great.
Via Google Earth. Not one, actually, but two giant robots. Now, one.
I was fearing the government is making a couple of Voltrons.
Here we go. Yeah, it's like massive transformers being constructed at Area 51.
I knew it.
Now, one is a little bigger than the other, but both are pretty big. The bigger of the two, Scott, if that is his name, claims is about 16 meters long. That's about 50 feet tall, Merrick.
50 feet?
Yeah, about 50 feet
tall. Thank you for telling me, because my calculator was not translating 16 meters.
You don't know what meters are.
No, have no idea.
It's about 50 foot, American.
50 foot.
Here we go.
Robot.
Hey, guys, this is Scott of UFO Sightings Daily.
Here is his video
that
you can see in the pit at WRAT.com.
And I found something really interesting over in Area 51. Mm-hmm. Now, this is something I'd never seen before. I've never noticed before.
Zooming in.
But now I want to share it with you because I just can't believe it's real. And it looks like...
See it, David?
I'm looking.
Do you see it? Let me turn my screen.
What
do you see on your screen appearing?
A new technology that Area 51 is working on. Do you see anything here?
Do you see anything out of the norm? I see a shape.
Do you see it?
I do see
what
it.
Is the shape
it
that you see?
It looks like a robot.
It looks like a human form.
It does.
Gigantic from Google Earth satellite images.
I'm admitting that.
What I see is what looks like a robot, a giant robot laying down on its back. And there's another one over here. This one's harder to see, but this one is really, really obvious. Do you see it?
I love this guy.
At first you think, oh no, it's a coincidence. But if you come down here and go through time, see this time up here?
Mm-hmm.
You see that, well, it's gone right there. Let's go back to 2006.
It's gone.
It's there. Look at this.
There it is.
Yeah.
Now the legs are kind of wide open.
Mm-hmm.
Arm over here and arm there. And it looks like the shoulders are back.
Robot technology.
50-foot robots are living in Area 51.
That's what we got. Now,
because we already have aliens there. Now we have robots.
What we don't know is, is it some sort of military technology, or is it just a United States Air Force soldier playing around with some sort of long-range practical joke going back to 2004?
I mean, it also looked like it could have been shadows, but did look very... robot-esque.
It could be shadows.
I'm believing in the robot theory.
It could be shadows.
No.
Just saying the sun seems to be casting some shadows. It could be just some empty drainage pipes that happen to be casting shadows that happen to look like a 50-foot tall robot.
This would also explain why the robot disappeared, because sometimes the sun isn't shining or pointing the other way.
When the sun is directly overhead, they have programmed it to disappear.
Every day at the same time. Every day at noon.
It's uncanny.
We're going to be attacked by 50-foot robots.
And then at 1:15, the robot disappears every day. I don't know how.
What say you, Rad Rock Nation?
I believe in it. I think that the robot... Look, I know that they have a whole entire underground village with all kinds of aliens working on different things like iPods and iPhones for the future.
True, making coffee and smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
I saw it in Men in Black.
They're working on brand new Blu-ray players as we speak about it.
It's in the pit at WRAT.com. It's also on our Twitter and Facebook, so enjoy and share with a believer that is in your community.
Share this with Uncle Leo right now.
Doo-doo-doo.
Me and him are the real believers here.
Dateline Cincinnati for story number two. A five-year-old kid near Cincinnati named Caden Cummings opened a lemonade stand this summer. And now this is not one of those, and it got shut down by the health department stories.
Okay.
No. You see, Caden announced that he wanted to donate the money that he raised to buy school supplies for other kids when school kicked back in. His principal got the call about it and assumed, you know, they'd get a check for 15 or 20 bucks, right?
Okay.
Well, they showed up to the school the other day in Cincinnati, and they brought in a check for over $1,000.
What?
From Caden's lemonade stand, and it was all being donated to buy school supplies for kids who needed it.
What a nice little chap right there.
In order to have a COVID-19 friendly lemonade sale, the kid went out and bought cans of lemonade along with bottles of Gatorade and water. And here's the thing. Here's how he raised so much money. Ready? He announced that he was giving it all away. He just was asking for a donation in return.
Unbelievable.
And people opened it up.
That's fantastic.
Right?
That's the way it should be.
Hey, and now... And now, that's where the good news ends, because Dateline Saks Fifth Avenue for story number 3. Saks Fifth Avenue, Gucci.
Yeah, rich. We're talking about rich stuff here.
The luxury line is now selling a pair of denim overalls.
Okay.
For $1,400.
$1,400? Can you use them to fly?
The overalls.
Can you hop in them and, like, commute to work?
No, but they come with grass stains on them.
Oh, grass stains. That's worth $1,400.
Pre-stained denim overalls, $1,400 now from Gucci. Get them while you can.
I can get you grass stains. It's called a roll around on the lawn.
Seriously, you want a toe? I'll get you a toe before noon.
Save $1,400. You could get a free pair at like most, Salvation Army, and then just roll around on the ground.
Yeah. You could do that, but Gucci didn't even use real grass. They use a special treatment to make it look grass stained. So it's a fraud either way.
I hate Gucci. I hate them.
There it is. Today's No Sweat News. We'll see you Friday for the No Sweat News quiz. They're all available as a podcast. So if you miss it one of these days, click the podcast link at WRAT.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.